The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News.
A new survey by the Road Safety Authority has revealed that one in four of us check our mobile phone notifications while driving in the car. Joining us to discuss this is Brian Farrell, Communications Manager with DRSA. Brian, that is a pretty staggering figure, isn't it?
It is indeed, Shane, and it is a concern. And for the first time, you know, we normally go out and ask this question in a survey annually. You know, do you use your mobile phone to talk on the phone, to make calls, and do you text? But we've had to expand it because of the multiple uses that the phones are being used for now. So we're asking people, do they read their messages, emails? Do they write messages and emails? Do they check phone notifications? Do they check social media? Do they respond to posts on social media? And the one that really is a concern, 1 in 14 people are saying that they're using their mobile phone to take photos, videos, to share on social media while they're driving.
You're joking.
So, it is. And it is a real concern. And I think people know intuitively and instinctively that, and certainly from all the messaging that people have been exposed to, that it is a distraction, that it takes your attention away from the task at hand, which is, you know, driving the car safely, and that it is inherently dangerous. But unfortunately, there's a cohort out there, there's a group out there that still persist in using their mobile phone while driving. And we're trying to raise awareness of the scale of the problem for two reasons. One, to show how prevalent it is out there in society. But it's important to say that a lot of people actually do practice good safety habits and don't use the phone while they're driving, and want to see tougher action to try and stamp out the problem. Because that's the big question we have to ask ourselves, is that, you know, this problem seems to be persisting, and we don't seem to be making any effort to change it. So what do we need to do? And just by way of context, 22,000 penalty points notices were issued for mobile phone offences last year.
Well, look, I have to say, I don't use my mobile phone when I'm driving, not as my producer just suggested a couple of moments ago, because I'm a goody two-shoes, but because I've absolutely bitter experience of taking my eye off the road. As a young fella, I was driving a car just pulled out of my parents' house. I had a record player in the front seat. It fell off, and I went to pick it up off the ground, and I literally went straight across the road and crashed into an ESB pole, rode off the car, wasn't hurt. And I thank my lucky stars. I could easily have killed somebody. If a pedestrian had been walking there, I would have killed them. And it was just a lesson to me. You take your eye off the road for 2 seconds and it can be absolutely horrific.
And I think the key point there, Shane, is consequences. You know, what seems to change people's behaviour is, you know, consequences. So whether it's a near miss and a lucky escape that kind of chastens you and go, gee, I'm not going to make that mistake again. I'm going to be focused on the road. I'm going to concentrate on task at hand. Or whether it's, you know, you're stopped and you end up getting 3 penalty points.
Well, on that point, Brian, Joe Dunn from Kilkenny has been in touch. In regard to people using a mobile phone while driving, confiscation of their phone and or €1,000 fine would stop this practice immediately. Second offence, they should lose their licence.
I think it's a very good point that your caller makes. And one of the things we're looking at in the new road safety strategy is reviewing the penalties that are in place for road traffic offences, but particularly mobile phone use while driving. Mobile phone as a penalty point offence came in 2006. It was 2 penalty points and a €60 fine. It was increased to 3 points in 2014, but the fine has remained the same in 16 years. It's €60. I think we really need to look at the fines that we have in place and the penalties that we have in place. If you're in the north of Ireland, the UK, it's 6 penalty points for using your mobile phone. And I think we need to have a conversation around whether the current penalties are a real deterrent and whether we need to look at increasing them or changing them. Now, interestingly enough, the survey also showed that there's 70% of 7 out of 10 people there out there are in favour of increasing the penalties around mobile phones and driving, and almost 60% for doubling the current penalty. So making it six penalty points and €120 fine. But if you look across Europe, I mean, that's the kind of penalties they're looking at, and they are effective deterrents out there, because that's what we really need. And I wondered, is that at the heart of the problem now with mobile phone use, that there just isn't enough of a deterrent out there to stop people from engaging in this behaviour?
The advice to people getting into the car this weekend, Brian?
Well, look, we're saying, look, if you know, turn off your mobile phone, switch it on silent, put it out of sight, or switch it to car mode. And you can do that if you're using it for, you know, for navigation. You can put it on a on a safe car mode so that it doesn't be a distraction and you can't interfere with the device unless you turn you pull in and stop. So really, you know, that's what we're asking people to do. We've lost 86 people on our lives to date this year. That's an increase of 27. We really are concerned about the way road safety is going this year, and we just ask people to be safe there out down the road.
Sound advice.
And put the phone away.
Yeah. Okay, Brian Farrell, Communications Manager with the RSA, thank you for joining us. Put the phone away. It's not that important. It really isn't. Put the phone away.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.